Well, hello and welcome to our broadcast. Today we were speaking last time about building. Now we're going to talk about battling. Stay tuned. In our last broadcast, we saw that the book of Jude says we're definitely living in an age of apostasy, but he went on to say, but ye, brethren, be building up yourselves in your most holy faith. So yes, we have a time of apostasy, but we need to be building up ourselves, especially if you plan on standing true to the Lord through this age of apostasy. Well, today we want to talk about battling. It says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32, but call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. Now, obviously, things had changed among the people. He's telling them, you better think back. Remember when you used to stand and you used to endure a great fight. Today, the mode is, well, let's just have peaceful coexistence with the apostates. Well, that's not right. That's not according to the scripture. Now, these messages that we're looking at here in this broadcast, as we've said many times, our purpose is to be talking to the remnant. We're trying to encourage the remnant, those people who are saying, yes, I do want to stay true to the Word of God. But we need to understand, and we've mentioned this before, and I think it's important to mention it again, that when we look into the world, the one word that would describe the world is anarchy. When we consider Christianity today, one word would describe Christianity for the most part, and that is apostasy. And however, God has always had a remnant, and Romans tells us in this age he has a remnant as well. But the biggest concern we have here is apathy. Apathy is a lack of concern. Are you into a great fight? Are you standing for what is true? Or maybe there's a lack of courage. We look in Elijah's day, and Elijah felt very much alone up there on that mountain. And God said, well, I have 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Now, he's talking about the average person who called himself a child of God at that time, one of God's people. They hadn't bowed the knee to Baal. But where were they? Where were they? Elijah couldn't see them anywhere. He said, I'm the only one here on this mountain. Well, and then you remember how the prophets, the Bible says, that they were hiding in a cave. So you got the people, they're not bowing the knee to Baal, but we don't see much action from them. And what about the prophets, the one who should have been up there on the mountain with Elijah? Yeah, they're hiding in a cave. I hope Elijah doesn't cause too much trouble. He's going to get us all in trouble. Yeah, bunch of cowards, no courage, and lack of concern. Now, you can be calling yourself a remnant today and saying, yes, I've stayed true, and look at us good guys and those bad guys that are going into the apostasy. Well, how about the good guys? Hey, there's enough apathy amongst the remnant to sink that boat. Our verse that we're looking at here in Hebrews 10 and 32, again, we remind you, it begins with the word but. But is a word that is used to introduce something contrasting with what has already been mentioned. Well, what has already been mentioned here? Well, in Hebrews chapter 10 and 32, he says, let us hold fast our profession of our faith without wavering. They were wavering. We need to have a great fight of affliction, but he says, you're wavering. To waver is to be undecided between two opinions or courses of action. So we have that great chapter, that what we call the faith chapter in Hebrews chapter 11, and we read in verse 34 that they waxed valiant in fight. To wax valiant means to become stronger. It is showing courage and determination to be valiant. That word has been translated mighty 10 times. It has been translated strong 9 times. It's even been translated boisterous once. What is boisterous? It is, according to the dictionary, that word means energetic, cheerful, noisy. Well, that's what it means to be boisterous. Well, cheerfully noisy. Well, Jude 1 and 24, he ends his chapter about apostasy with the words, exceeding joy. We don't have to be sitting around being miserable because of what's going on around us. We can have the joy of the Lord. That's our strength. We don't have to be sitting around, you know, having a pity party. Let's get on with battling the battle, and let's be joyful as we do it. Paul the Apostle said in 2 Timothy 4 and verse number 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have fought a good fight. Now, to fight is to exchange blows. Now, we're not talking physically. We're talking verbally. And so to fight a good fight is to have a campaign for or against something, especially to put right what is wrong. That's right out of the dictionary. A fight, a campaign, is to have a campaign for or against something, especially to put right what is wrong. Paul said, I fought a good fight. Then he said, I have finished the course. I didn't quit. I didn't waver. He said, I have kept the faith. He wasn't bragging. He's just telling the truth. 1 Timothy 6 and 12, he says to the pastor, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. And he continues in that verse to say, before many witnesses. They're not sitting around in your office. Look, oh, well, yeah, I believe this. I'm part of this remnant. Well, get out and fight the fight. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11, it says, also there, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Set before us. And so, yeah, we began this program with Hebrews 10 and 32, apostasy, but battling, enduring a great fight of affliction. In 1 Corinthians 9 and 26, Paul said, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. Well, that's an interesting verse, beating the air. Yeah, he says, I fight. I'm going to have a confrontation. I'm going to challenge someone. And a challenge is an objection concerning the truth about something. He said, when I fight, I don't just beat the air, I make contact. People need to know where we stand today. And Jude, the apostasy, we saw that he said we need to be earnestly contending for the faith. Well, to contend is to assert something as a position in an argument. To assert is to state a fact or belief confidently and forcefully. Jude says you're going to stand up and contend for the faith. Get out there and open your mouth, is what he's talking about. Paul in Ephesians 6 and 19, he said, pray for me. Pray for me. Whoa, that's a good idea. Pray for Paul. Why? Verse 20, that I may open my mouth boldly as I ought to speak. He was pretty bold, but he said, I don't want to stop being bold. Pray for me. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 3 in Iconium, it says there that they were speaking boldly. And as a result of it, we read a great multitude believed. In verse 3, it says, a long time we were speaking boldly. Paul in Acts chapter 9 said he preached boldly at Damascus, verse 27. In verse 29, he said he spake boldly in the name of the Lord. In Acts 19 and 8, he spake boldly for the space of 3 months. In Ephesians 6 and 20, he asked for prayer again, that I may speak boldly. Proverbs 28 and 1 says, the righteous are bold as a lion. Well, I guess we don't have too many righteous people around anymore. I don't see much of that today. In Acts chapter 13, verse 46, Paul and Barnabas waxed bold. In Philippians 1 and 14, they were bold to speak the word without fear. In 1 Thessalonians 2, 2, we were bold in our God to speak. In Acts 4 and 13, they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. In Acts 14:29, they said, grant unto the prayer, grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak the word. The Bible says in Acts 4:31, they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. In 2 Corinthians 7:4, great is my boldness of speech toward you, Paul said. In Ephesians 3:12, it's talking about those who are in Christ, and it says, we have boldness. In Philippians 1:20, with all boldness Christ shall be magnified. Not enough verses yet. Hang on. 1 Timothy 3:13, great boldness in the faith. Hebrews 10:19, having therefore boldness. 1 John 4:17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness. Philippians 1:20, there is nothing in that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness magnify the Lord. If you're not bold, you're ashamed, according to that verse. And so we see here that the Bible talks about us being bold, not being pussyfooting around. The Bible says, get out there and battle. Yes, we have a day of apostasy, but stand up for what is right. We'll sit there hiding in your cave. Well, next program, we're going to look about apostasy, but beware. We've looked at apostasy, yeah, but building, ye beloved, building, battling. Well, the next program, we will look at beware. I'll just give you a couple of verses. Apostasy. In 2 Peter 3:17 says, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Apostasy, he said, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. We're going to look at it in our next broadcast. And in the meantime, let's not be wavering, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight.